Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Elliott Waves Made Simple by Steve Sinclair positions itself as a fast, practical entry point into Elliott Wave analysis for traders who want structure without getting lost in theory. The book focuses on the core idea that market prices often move in recognizable wave patterns that reflect crowd psychology, and that these patterns can be mapped to anticipate probable next moves. Rather than treating Elliott Wave as a rigid puzzle, the author frames it as a decision aid that can be combined with risk management and confirmation tools. Readers can expect a guided walk through impulse and corrective waves, common wave counts, and ways to avoid typical beginner errors such as forcing counts or ignoring invalidation levels. The promise of learning the techniques quickly suggests a streamlined approach with simplified rules, practical examples, and repeatable steps. For traders exploring technical analysis, it aims to turn Elliott Wave from an intimidating concept into an actionable framework for reading trend, timing entries, and planning exits. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the wave principle and market psychology. A central theme of Elliott Wave analysis is that price movement is not purely random, but often expresses recurring patterns driven by collective behavior. This topic explains the basic wave principle. Markets tend to advance in a sequence of trending waves and then retrace in corrective phases, reflecting alternating optimism and caution among participants. The value of this lens is not prediction with certainty, but probabilistic scenario planning. Traders learn to translate a chart into a narrative of momentum, exhaustion, and renewed participation. The book's simplified framing typically emphasizes recognizing direction first, then looking for wave structure that supports it. It also highlights why wave analysis can feel subjective, different time frames can show different structures, and traders may label the same swing differently. The practical takeaway is to treat wave counts as hypotheses that must be confirmed by price behavior, not as fixed answers. By connecting waves to crowd psychology, the method becomes easier to remember and apply, helping traders avoid emotional decisions and instead anchor their actions to observable swing structure and trend context. Secondly, impulse waves, the five-wave trend blueprint. The book's skill building often starts with the impulse phase, commonly described as a five-wave move in the direction of the larger trend. This topic covers how to identify and label waves 1 through 5 in a way that is usable for trading decisions. Key ideas include distinguishing strong directional segments from pauses, recognizing where momentum typically accelerates, and understanding why certain wave segments are prone to deep pullbacks or sharp extensions. A simplified approach usually focuses on a few practical rules and guidelines rather than an exhaustive catalog, such as keeping wave structure aligned with the dominant trend and using obvious swing highs and lows to reduce overlabeling. Traders also learn the importance of invalidation points. A wave count is only useful if you know what price action would prove it wrong. This turns Elliott Waves into a risk-managed framework where entries, stops, and targets can be anchored to the wave structure. By treating the impulse blueprint as a map, the reader gains a repeatable way to interpret trending markets and locate higher probability continuation opportunities. Thirdly, corrective waves, common pullback structures, and how to trade them. Corrective phases are where many traders lose clarity because price becomes choppy, overlapping, and emotionally frustrating. This topic explains how Elliott Wave analysis simplifies corrections into recognizable families of patterns, often taught as a three-wave move against the prior trend, while acknowledging that corrections can vary in depth and complexity. A practical treatment focuses on spotting when a market is likely correcting rather than starting a new trend, and on avoiding the trap of forcing trend trades inside messy consolidation. The reader is guided to look for signs that a correction is ending, such as completed swing sequences, reduced downside momentum in an uptrend, or a break of a corrective structure. Instead of trying to capture every minor fluctuation, the trading goal becomes positioning for the next impulse leg once the correction appears mature. Risk control is emphasized through invalidation levels and conservative entries, since corrections can extend or morph. Mastering this topic helps traders avoid overtrading and improves timing by aligning entries with the likely transition from pullback back to trend continuation. Fourthly, wave counting in real time, a step-by-step process to reduce subjectivity. One reason traders struggle with Elliott Waves is that wave labeling can become a hindsight exercise. This topic focuses on applying wave counting in real time using a disciplined workflow. The process typically starts with selecting a time frame that matches the trading horizon, then identifying the dominant trend, and then marking the most obvious swings before attempting detailed labels. Next comes building multiple scenarios rather than clinging to a single count, each with clear conditions for confirmation and invalidation. The book's simplified approach often encourages keeping counts simple, prioritizing clarity over complexity, and updating the working count only when price action provides new information. Practical traders also integrate basic tools that support decision-making, such as trend lines, support and resistance zones, or momentum confirmation, not as replacements for wave analysis, but as filters. The result is a method that functions like a decision tree. If price does X, one count is favored. If price does Y, the count is abandoned. This topic equips readers to use Elliott Waves as a flexible framework that adapts to market movement while staying grounded in measurable levels. Lastly, trade planning with Elliott Waves, entries, targets, and risk management. Elliott Wave analysis becomes truly useful when it translates into a concrete trade plan. This topic connects wave structure to practical decisions, where to enter, where to place a stop, and how to set targets based on expected wave progression. A common approach is to look for setups where a corrective phase appears to be completing and the next impulse wave is likely to begin, because that transition can offer favorable reward to risk. Traders are encouraged to define invalidation levels based on the wave count, so risk is predetermined rather than improvised. Targeting can be approached through logical structure, such as prior swing highs and lows, or expected completion points in the wave sequence, with the understanding that any target is a probability, not a promise. Position sizing and risk limits are also essential, since wave counts can fail or become ambiguous. This topic reinforces disciplined execution, wait for confirmation, take trades that align with the larger trend context, and manage trades systematically rather than emotionally. By pairing Elliott Wave concepts with risk management, readers can use the technique as a structured trading plan rather than a chart labeling hobby. In conclusion, this book is best suited for active retail traders and technically minded investors who have heard of Elliott Waves but found the theory intimidating, as well as intermediate traders who want a faster, more structured refresher. Readers who prefer clear rules, visual pattern recognition, and step-by-step procedures will get the most value, especially if they are willing to practice labeling charts and updating counts as price evolves. The potential life benefit is improved decision-making under uncertainty. Instead of reacting emotionally to every swing, the reader learns to define scenarios, set invalidation levels, and manage risk with a plan. That mindset can reduce overtrading, help avoid chasing late moves, and encourage more consistent execution. Compared with more encyclopedic Elliott Wave texts, the value proposition is accessibility and speed. By emphasizing simplified techniques and practical application, it can serve as a quick on-ramp that gets traders using the framework immediately, rather than spending weeks in dense theory. For buyers choosing between similar books, this one is worth considering if you want a straightforward introduction that prioritizes actionable structure, risk control, and repeatable chart habits over exhaustive academic detail. If you would like to support Steve Sinclair, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.